are not the wealthy type that used to be here. Now, there are a lot of homes over here, what we call the Heights. Those Jews built those lovely homes.
That's not the antebellum homes, is it?
No, they might have owned some of those antebellum homes. But they weren't, we wouldn't say they were principally owned by Jews.
What about, I'd like to get some idea of your grandparents, if you know them at all.
Where they I don't know anything about my grandparents.
On either side of your family?
No. No. Because they left, my mother told me that they left Woodville and wanted to take her with them. But I don't remember anything about them.
Do
remember a cousin that used to come to see us. He was an educator. And I remembered when I was going to summer school, he came to see us, and he brought easy language book for teachers, it said. And I valued it very much because in going to summer school, you know, it used to help me out quite a bit. And then I used it quite a bit when I started teaching.
Is this just a grammar book?
Just a little grammar book. I remembered that he had my name in there as a copy of an invitation, you know. And said, easy language lessons, that's what it said.
You still have the book?
No, and moving from place to place, I might have loaned it to somebody. That's a nice way of getting rid of books. Because now this person has had these books of mine in Vicksburg there for about a year. And she hadn't said a word about them. And the fella that she wanted to, she has come to Vicksburg. She married a friend of mine's son. He's a colonel. And he's been in the army, you know, until recently. He's been living in the Pentagon. After they came from overseas, they lived in the Pentagon for several years. And finally, he's retired. Not old enough to retire, but he's just retired. And they've come to Vicksburg, was their former home, and they've built a lovely home there now, and they're living in Vicksburg. And she came down here one Sunday, she and her husband, to visit with me, and she saw these books and she wanted to take them home. Now the fella that she said she would like to see those books because he was working at Tougaloo. That fella killed himself last year. He was a fine fella. Can't anybody understand why he wanted to do a thing like that and had just been married about 2 years.
Said you moved around a lot?
I moved around. No, I haven't been moving a lot. My first husband passed. I lived on St. Catherine Street. Of course, we didn't own a home then. And I didn't think that I would be able to run the cab business. He died just unexpectedly almost. It was during the Depression here. And he had said just before he took sick that he was going back to Chicago because things were so dull here. And he seemed like he wasn't getting anywhere. So, but he didn't allow me in the cab station. He was that old school type, you know. And
because you were a woman, you weren't supposed to.
What's that?
Because you're a woman.